None of the illustrations I've used in the preceding paragraphs are just imaginary. I could put names alongside each one. Most of them are on my personal prayer list. When friends and loved ones hurt, we hurt. On a larger scale, we read in our daily newspapers or see on the evening news instances of grief, heartache, and pain on a massive scale. War, terrorism, earthquakes, famine, racial injustice, murder, and exploitation occur daily in various parts of the world. The threat of a nuclear holocaust hanging over our heads has caused this period of history to be called the Age of Anxiety. In such days, when massive crises appear on our television screens almost daily, even the Christian is tempted to ask, "Where is God? Doesn't he care about the thousands who are starving in Africa, or the innocent civilians who are being brutally murdered in many war-ravished countries around the world?" On a much smaller scale, those whose lives are free from major pain still experience the frequently frustrating or anxiety-producing events of daily life, which momentarily grab our attention and rob us of our peace of mind. A long-planned vacation has to be canceled because of illness. The washing machine breaks down the day company arrives. Your class notes are lost or stolen the day before a major exam. You tear your favorite dress on the way to church, and on. Instances of this magnitude are numerous. Life is full of them. It is true that such mundane events are only temporary and pale into insignificance alongside the truly tragic events of life. Yet for most of us, life is filled with such little events, little frustrations, little anxieties, and little disappointments that tempt us to fret, fume, and worry. One author has aptly captured the flavor of how such little frustrations can cause us to doubt God in a devotional book for high schoolers entitled, "If God Loves Me, Why Can't I Get My Locker Open?" We may smile a little at the scene such a title brings to our imagination, but the fact is, this is the plane of adversity on which many of us live each day. And it is in the crucible of even this minor level of adversity that we are tempted to wonder, "Can I trust God?" Even when life seems to be going our way and our daily path seems pleasant and smooth, we do not know what the future holds. As Solomon said in Proverbs chapter